Hello, and welcome to Pen by Quill. Today I'm going to talk about why I love dislikable characters, and why you shouldn't save the cat. Saving the cat is a term penned by Blake Snyder, the screenwriter, and the basic idea is that you should early in a story have your main character save a cat or do something so likable that the audience immediately cannot help but root for them. However, I am not so convinced. This is certainly a very useful technique, especially when you need to introduce a character quickly and have the audience root for them. In a format like a film, this can be especially useful when there's more limitations on time. But it's also a shortcut, and it comes at a cost. The cost being, you are giving up the chance to do something more unique that audiences can really connect to. My favorite characters of all time, pretty much all of them, are characters that come off as initially dislikable, that don't save any cats. Characters like Tyrion Lannister, Aureliano Buendia, and Kvothe. These are all characters that, off the bat, kind of piss people off, don't do anything that worthy, that great. And then when you come to like these characters, it feels like you like them in a very deep way. You have a sort of very personal connection because they are someone that not everyone would like. And because of that, these characters are characters that I think will have a greater impact on me than more traditional goody-two-shoes, save-the-cat type characters really ever could. This technique can also become formulaic. We all follow patterns when writing, but we also should try to break out of these in order to keep things fresh and novel, both for our audience and also for ourselves. It would be far more interesting, rather than seeing a character save a cat, seeing a character at the top of a story throwing a cat out of a window, and yet having the audience somehow come to care about that character anyway. So that's my pitch. I think you should be saving the cat some of the time, but also really questioning whether that cat needs to be saved. Maybe there's another more interesting way to get the readers to connect to the character you're writing. And if every reader doesn't connect to the character, that's kind of for the better. A character won't get a really strong cult following until they've pissed at least a couple people off. Thanks for listening. My book recommendation for this week is one of my childhood favorites, Agents of Artifice. It's set in the Magic the Gathering universe, and the main character is really more of a villain for at least most of the story. Thanks for stopping by.